让我们一起再来做个祷告。
Let's bow down our head and in prayer.
慈悲怜悯的父神，爱我们的主。
Our merciful heavenly Father, our loving Lord.
运行在我们心中的圣灵，三位一体的真神。
The Holy Spirit who dwelt among us, and also the Trinity God.
恩主，我们感谢你。
Our precious Lord, we want to thank you.
你为我们的罪受难受死。
And because of our sins, you have sacrificed yourself and faced your death.
但三天后，你从死里复活。
But after 3 days, you have resurrected.
你大能显明你是神的儿子。
And use your power of resurrection to show you are son of God.
恩主，我们感谢你。
A gracious Lord, we want to thank you.
今天是你复活的大日。
And today is the Easter, your resurrection day.
我们众人聚集在这里。
We as a congregation gathering together.
普天下所有的基督徒都聚集在一起。
The whole world, all the Christians are gathering together.
我们庆祝你的复活。
We celebrate your resurrection.
因为你的复活给所有信你的人带来新的希望。
Because you have resurrected and you give the new hope to all the mankind.
带来永远的生命。
And eternal life.
我们因着信。
Because of our faith.
能够享受你这永远的生命。
And we can enjoy this eternal life.
也只等到你来。
Wait until you are coming back again.
主，我们在这里聚集。
We are gathering here today.
庆祝
Celebrate your resurrection.
求你就借着圣经对我们说话。
And through the Bible, would you please talk to us?
将你复活的大灵再次显明出来。
Show the power of resurrection.
让我们在这里的每一个人都能够经历主你复活的大能。
So we all may experience the power of your resurrection.
软弱的器皿交在你的手中。
And we commit us as a weak instrument to you.
求你来使用。
And may you use us.
带领我们以下的这段时间。
To lead the following time.
无论是我们的信息。
No matter is a message.
还是我们的洗礼。
And baptism.
守圣餐。
Holy communion.
都求你来带领。
And would you please lead all of these?
谢谢恩主听我们祷告。
And thank you for listening to our prayer.
我们这样同心合意的交托，感恩祷告祈求，是奉主耶稣圣名求。
We pray all this with thanksgiving heart in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen. 各位来宾，弟兄姐妹，复活节快乐。
All the guests, brothers, sisters, happy Easter.
今天是复活节的主日。
And today is Easter Sunday.
是纪念耶稣从死里复活。
It's a special day we remember how Jesus has resurrected from death.
可以说是我们基督徒最快乐、最喜庆的日子。
This should be our happiest and most celebrated day.
因为我们的主耶稣复活了。
Because Jesus Christ has resurrected.
今天在全世界各地的教会。
And today in the whole world, all the churches.
无数的基督徒。
Countless Christians.
都在一起
together,
同来欢庆纪念耶稣的复活
to celebrate and in remembrance of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
前天我们在这里纪念了主耶稣基督的受难受死
The day before yesterday, we have a memorial service for the Good Friday.
今天我们庆祝耶稣基督的复活
And today we celebrate Jesus' resurrection.
这并不是偶然的。
This is not all in a sudden.
因为耶稣在世的时候
，And when Jesus was on this earth,
他就多次的向门徒预言。
He prophesied to his disciple many times.
他会被交在罪人手里。
And he will be handed to the sinner's hand.
被钉十字架，
受死。To be crucified and to die.
但第三天又从死里
复活。But on the third day, he's going to resurrect.
仅在马太福音就有四处的经文 记载了耶稣预言自己要受死与复活的事。
In Matthew, there are four places recorded the prophesies how Jesus is going to die and how he's going to resurrect.
在马太福音的十六章二十一节。
And in Matthew chapter 16, verse 21.
耶稣对门徒说。
And Jesus said to the disciple.
他必须上耶路撒冷去。
He must go to Jerusalem.
受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦。
And suffered many things at the hands of elders, chief priests, and teachers of the Lord.
并且被杀，第三天复活。
And he must be killed, and on the third day he raised to life.
此外，在马太福音的十七章二十二到二十三节。
And also in Matthew chapter 17 and 22 to
23. 大家记下来，回去再去看。
And you can record it, and when you go home, you can read it.
二十章的十七到十九节。
Chapter 20, verse 17 to 19.
二十六章的三十一到三十二节。
And in chapter 26, 31 to 32.
都有相关的记载。
They have all the related record.
我们刚才读了马太福音的二十八章一到十节。
Just then we read Matthew chapter 28, verse 1 to 10.
这段经文就很清楚地记载了耶稣复活的过程。
This passage clearly recalled the whole procedures and the process how Jesus has been resurrected.
圣经在马太福音的十六章一到八节。
And in Mark chapter 16, 1 to 8.
路加福音的二十一章一到十二节。
And in Luke 21, 1 to 12.
约翰福音的二十章一到十节
，and John 21 to 10，
也都记载了这一个信息。
It's all recorded this message.
耶稣基督的复活
，the resurrection of Jesus Christ，
是我们信仰非常重要的根基。
It's a very important foundation of our faith.
在世上，每个人有生有死。
In this world, we all have our own birth and our own death.
唯独耶稣基督降生在这个地上。
It's only Jesus Christ who was born on this earth.
受过苦难。
And get suffered.
并且代替我们的罪被钉死在十字架上。
To redeem our sins and crucify on the cross.
他却从死里复活了。
But he has resurrected from the dead.
耶稣基督的复活。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ
证明了他是神的儿子。
To prove he is son of God.
他是活在我们中间。
He is living among us.
我们今天所相信、所敬拜的。
That's what we believe and we worship today.
是一位活着的子。
We are serving and believing a living God.
他在我们每一个人的生命当中都在做着奇妙的工作。
He has done an amazing job among everyone's life.
就像他曾经像使徒保罗所做的一样。
And just what he has done to Apostle Paul.
我们知道使徒保罗，他以前是不认识耶稣的。
And we know that Apostle Paul, he used to be against God.
他还逼迫基督徒。
He persecuted Christians.
但是在大马士的路上，他遇见了复活的耶稣。
On the road of Damascus, he has met Jesus.
保罗这才确信了基督的复活。
And he is once assured the resurrection of Jesus.
并建立起了信仰的根基。
So that's how he accomplished his foundation of faith.
因为我们从圣经看到
，And from the Bible we can see that，
自从保罗在大马士革的路上遇到复活的耶稣之后
，It's only when Paul made the resurrection Jesus on the way of Damascus，
他悔改
，He has repented，
一直到他离开了地上
，Until he depart from the world，
圣经让我们看到，他都是在 竭力地传讲耶稣基督复活的事实。
And the Bible tells us how Apostle Paul tried to preaching the gospel and all the facts about Jesus' resurrection.
保罗认识耶稣基督复活的重要性。
So Paul can recognize how important is Jesus' resurrection.
所以他在哥林多前书的十五章那边有这样一段话，我们打开来看哥林多前书的十五章，我们来读十四到十五节。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 14 to 15. 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书的十五章。
15, verse 14 to 15.
十四到十五节。
And verse 14 to 15.
我们一起找着，我们一起来读。
Once we have found it, shall we read together?
这里保罗说，若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然，并且信我们是为神枉作见证的，因我们见证神是叫基督复活了。我们再跳下去读十七、十九节。
That continues to read 17 to 19.
基督若没有复活，你们的信便是枉然，你们仍在罪中，就是在基督里睡了的人也灭亡了。我们若靠基督只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。
And in English is, and if Christ has not been raised,Our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. More than that, we are then found to be false witness about God. For we have testified about God that he raised Christ from the dead, but he did not raise him if, in fact, the dead are not raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is a failure and is a fortitude. You are still in your sins.Then those who also have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are all his people most to be pitied.
这里保罗很清楚地告诉了我们。
In here, Paul has said to us quite clearly,
基督教信仰的中心就是相信耶稣的复活。
The center of our faith is to believe Jesus' resurrection.
复活的主耶稣不仅改变了保罗的生命。
And the resurrection Jesus is not only transformed Paul's life.
也改变了当时使徒们的生命。
And also changed all the life of all his disciples.
相信今天耶稣更要用他复活的大能来改变我们。
Today, Jesus is going to use his resurrection's power to change us.
带给我们复活的生命，复活的盼望。
The life of his resurrection and the hope of his resurrection.
愿我们在复活节里。
So I wish in Easter.
都能得到耶稣复活的大能。
And we can receive this power of resurrection.
今天就让我们一起来思想主耶稣复活了这一个题目。
Let us think about this topic, how Jesus Christ has resurrected.
我们会分三个方面来思想。
We're divided in three parts to think about it.
根据我们早上所读的这段的经文。
And according to we just read in the morning.
第一。
And first of all.
耶稣复活了。
Jesus has resurrected.
显明他是神的儿子。
To show he is son of God.
第二。
Secondly.
耶稣复活了。
Jesus has resurrected.
是赐信徒平安，不再害怕。
And provide peace to all his believers and Christians. They no longer afraid.
第三，耶稣复活了，向信徒颁布了大使命。
And Jesus has resurrected. He has proclaimed these great missions to all his disciples.
首先，我们来思想耶稣复活了，显明他是神的儿子。
And let's think about Jesus has resurrected to prove he is son of God.
在我们刚才所读的马太福音二十八章一到七节那边。
And just then we have read the Bible verses. It's in Matthew chapter 28, 1 to 7.
我们看到耶稣基督复活的时间是七日的头一日。
And we can see the date how Jesus resurrected is the first day of the seventh day.
天快亮的时候。
And the light already to shown in the morning, early morning.
也就是礼拜天的清晨。
Is in the Sunday early morning.
也就是耶稣死后的第三天。
Is after he has died the third day.
地点呢，就是耶稣被埋葬的坟墓里。
And the location is the tomb he has been buried.
经过是一个神迹。
And to pass all this is a miracle.
这里讲到先是地大震动。
And it talked about there was a violent earthquake.
然后呢，就有主的使者从天上下来。
And the angel of the Lord came down from heaven.
他的相貌如同闪电，衣服洁白如雪。
He appears was like a lightning, and his clothes were white as snow.
把那挡住在墓门口的石头滚开，坐在上面。
And he was rolling out the stone, who had rolling back the stone and sat on it.
天使对妇女们说。
And then the angel said to the women.
那钉十字架的耶稣，他不在这里，照他所说的，已经复活了。
And Jesus, who was crucified, he's not here. He has risen, just as he said.
你们来看安放主的地方。
Come and have a look where he has been raised.
因为那地方那个坟墓是空的了。
Because what they have seen is an empty tomb.
所以天使就告诉他们快去告诉他耶稣的门徒说他从死里复活了。
So the angel told them, said, quickly go to tell all his disciples he has risen.
这里我们看到。
And he has been resurrected. And we can see that.
耶稣复活的时候，天使显现说话。
When Jesus resurrected and the angels appear and speak to people,
地大震动。
And there's a violent earthquake.
兵丁吓得要死。
And the soldiers are frightened to death.
这一切都在告诉我们，这是一个神迹。
All this has been told us this is a miracle.
这个行迹。显明耶稣是神的儿子。
And this miracle has shown that Jesus is the Son of God.
耶稣就是神。
Jesus is God Himself in Trinity.
所以他能够战胜死亡。
Therefore, He can overcome death.
耶稣是神。
And Jesus is God.
所以阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
So the gate of Hades will not overcome it.
因为他原。不能被死欺近。
And he cannot be surrounded by death.
在希伯来书的二章十四到十五节，我们找到这段圣经，我们一起来读一下。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 to 15.
希伯来书的二章十四到十五节。
Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 to 15.
圣经这里说，而你既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自生了血肉之体，他要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼，并要释放那些一生硬怕死而为奴仆的人。所以弟兄姐妹，
so, brothers and sisters,
因着耶稣基督从死里复活了，
and because of the resurrection of Jesus,
以大能显明是神的儿子，
and to use his power to show he's Son of God,
使我们基督徒能够勇敢地面对一切困难，
so,
哪怕是死亡。
Us as Christians, we can face all the difficulties, even though it is our own death.
在这里呢，
and in here,
我要为饶长老的岳父林国熙老弟兄做见证。
I want to do a testimony for Gary, Elder Gary's father-in-law, Brother Lin.
也许很多人都还不知道他的情况。
And maybe many people doesn't know his situation at the moment.
但是我们在周信里面都有登出来，一直为他祷告。
We keep printing on a bulletin to inform you how to pray for him.
因为林老弟兄现在的情况。
And his current situation.
在医生，就是从医学的角度来说。
And from the perspective of from medical point of view.
已经没有药可以救他了。
There's no medicine can cure him.
因为他的肾脏功能等于零。
Because he has a failure of his kidney function.
所以他现在就是肾脏不能很好的就是排毒。
And he cannot get of the poison out of his body.
所以现在就是的毒素一直是累积在他的身上。
And all the poisonous is all accumulate and keep in his body.
所以最近医生跟他讲。
And just recently, the doctor has told him.
因为他的情况也没办法洗肾。
And because his situation, it cannot do anything to dilute the kidney and to build up the function.
以前就是一直用药物。
And in the past, they use all kinds of medicine.
但是前几天医生跟他讲。也不能再用药物了。
And a few days ago, the doctor has told him there's no medicine we can use on you.
也就是告诉林弟兄。
And also, in other words, tell him.
就是等。
You need to wait for your own death.
等什么？
And what he's waiting for?
现在人都不愿意讲。
And nowadays, people don't want to say that.
但是我们的弟兄很清楚。
But Brother Lin, he knows very much.
我们去看他的时候，
When we went to visit him,
他很平静。
He's quite peaceful.
因为医生已经跟他讲了。
And because the doctor already told him the truth.
他也清楚地知道他的情况。
It's quite clear about his own situation.
因为最近很多家人都回来。
Many of his extended family, they all tried to fly back and flew back for him.
但是从林弟兄的身上。
And from this Brother Lin,
我们可以看到，
we can see that,
就是因为他相信了主耶稣，
and because he believed in Jesus Christ,
他知道主耶稣已经从死里复活了，
and Jesus Christ has resurrected from death.
所以他告诉我们，
so he told us,
他一点都不惧怕，
he's not fear.
他就是在等候神的时间，
he just wait for the right time for God.
因为他知道。
And he
他离开这个世界，
he's going to depart from this world.
是去到一个更美好的地方。
He's traveled to a better hometown.
而且呢，他还知道他有一天还会回来。
And he knows one day he's coming back again.
还会复活。
And he will get resurrected.
所以我们那天去看他的时候，他说他还打电话。
And he said.
跟他的弟弟。
And he tried to ring his younger brother.
传福音。
Tried to preach the gospel.
所以也要来信主。
And say you must believe in Jesus Christ.
所以你去看他的时候，
so when you go to visit him,
反而得到他的安慰，
and you get comfort from him.
他一点都没有惧怕，
he does not fear.
这就是信与不信的不同，
and that's the difference between a believer and non-believer.
可以在这个生死的关头，
and in the moment to face your life and death,
我们的弟兄。能够如此，几乎是一副平常的镇静。
And he's quite calm. He showed quite normally.
他还很清醒的在吩咐他们的家人怎么样为他准备后事。
And he's quite clear in his mind. Tell all the families how to prepare his funerals for him.
要用什么样的情况，什么样的形式来办。
And in what format and in what way?
据说他已经跟饶长老交代清楚了。
And he already told Elder Gary.
因为我们弟兄， 他相信耶稣从死里复活了。
Because he truly believed Jesus has resurrected from the dead.
因为他相信复活的耶稣是会接他回天家。
And he knew this resurrection God will take him back to heaven.
他的灵魂是要到天堂与耶稣同享天上的福乐。
And his spirit is going to travel back to God and to endure the happiness in heaven.
因为他也相信。
He also believed.
耶稣说,
Jesus said,
复活在我,
Resurrection is in me.
生命也在我,
Life is in me.
信我的人虽然死了,
Whoever believes in me, even though they die, they will resurrect.
这是在主耶稣在约翰福音十一章二十五节那边所说的一段话。
And that's what Jesus has said in the Gospel of John.
你也相信这话吗?
Do you believe that?
耶稣基督从死里复活了。
And Jesus has resurrected from his dead.
以大能显明是神的儿子。
And use his power to show he is son of God.
使徒保罗。
Apostle Paul.
在罗马书的一章二到四节。
And in Romans chapter 1:2-4.
我们找找，我们一起来读一下。
Can we try to find it?Roman chapter 1,
罗马书的一章四二到四节。
Romans chapter 1:2-4.
保罗这里就很清楚的告诉我们。
And Paul has told us quite clearly.
罗马书一章二到四节。
Romans chapter 1:2-4.
我们一起来。
And let's read together.
是神从前借众先知在圣经上所应许的，论到他儿子我主耶稣基督，奥肉身说是从大卫后裔生的，按圣上的灵说因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
And this Bible verse say the gospel he promised beforehand through his prophets.In the Holy Scriptures regarding his son, who as of his earthly life was a descendant of David, and who through the spirit of holiness was appointed the son of God in power by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord.
所以保罗清楚地告诉我们，因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
So Paul has clearly said to us, By his resurrection from the dead, so Jesus is the Son of God.
因此，我们每一个基督徒都要相信。
And every Christian need to believe.
耶稣是基督。
And Jesus is Christ.
是神的儿子。
Is Son of God.
并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
And because of his name, you can gain your life.
这是约翰福音的二十章三十一节所说的。
And that's in John chapter 20, verse 31.
这也是我们最基本的信仰认识。
And this is our fundamental belief, our faith.
现在我们要明白，并且要相信。
And we need to understand and also believe.
耶稣复活了。
And Jesus has resurrected.
以大能显明他是神的儿子。
And use his resurrection power to prove he is son of God.
接下来我们来思想第二方面。
And secondly, we need to think about the second part.
耶稣复活了。
And when Jesus has resurrected,
是信徒平安不再害怕。
So, all the Christians were no longer living in our fear.
这是在马太福音二十八章的八到十节。
And that's in Matthew 28:8-10.
我们刚才读过的。
And just then we have read.
从这段经文中。
And from these Bible verses.
我们看到了耶稣复活的时候。
And we can see that when Jesus has resurrected.
莫大拉的玛利亚和那个玛利亚。
And Mary Magdalene and other Mary.
他们当时内心的光景 是恐惧害怕的。
They were very frightened at the period of time.
所以耶稣对他们说
Then Jesus said to them,
愿你们平安
Peace to you.
不要害怕
Do not be afraid.
那么当他们按照天使的吩咐要去把耶稣复活的信息报给的门徒的时候
And when they keep the command from the angels try to declare Jesus has resurrected
当时的门徒在做什么呢
And what does the apostle was doing
在约翰福音就有这样的一个记载
In the Gospel of John it has this record
在约翰福音的20:19
And in chapter 20:19
那边就讲到那日就是七日的第一日晚上
It recorded that day is the first day of the seventh day
门徒所在的地方
And whenever the apostles are gathering
因怕犹太人
They're afraid of the Jews
门都关了
They shut down the gate
耶稣站在中间对他们说
But however Jesus
愿你们平安
stand among them and say to them peace to you
这里我们看到
And here we can see that.
当时门徒也是害怕。
And all the believers and all the disciples, they're very frightened.
因为他们怕做过耶稣的门徒而受到牵连。
They were worried about somehow Jesus' death were related to them because they used to be Jesus' disciple.
怕也是被犹太人抓去钉十字架。
They are scared the Jew might take them to crucify as well.
因为他们的主人刚刚被人家抓去钉死了。
Because their master has been just been crucified.
所以圣经在这里告诉我们什么怕到一个什么天的程度，就是连门都不敢出。
They fear to a certain degree. They don't even dare to walk out the door.
所以这里说门都关了。
So they say the gate has been closed.
所以可见他们的光景当时是何等的可怕。
So, and you can see the situation is a quite a fearful situation.
我们人就是这样。
And just like us.
当人生没有了方向。
When you lose direction in your life.
没有了喷头。
And you have no expectation, no hope.
就会害怕。
That you are going to be very scared.
当时的门徒就是这样。
And in that period of time, the disciples was like that.
本来他们跟随着耶稣。
And they followed Jesus before.
他们把耶稣看成的是自己人生的方向。
And they think Jesus is their direction.
他们的精神导师。
And the spiritual leader.
可是耶稣却被钉死了。
But Jesus somehow has been crucified.
一切都没有了意义。
Everything become meaningless.
曾经付出的一切都好像没有什么价值。
And what they have contributed, now become meaningless.
可以这么说，真心上已经彻底的崩溃。
So mentally they totally freaking out.
他们怎能不惧怕呢
？And how can they not be fearful?
另外，他们当时所处的环境也是很危险、恐怖的。
And another thing is the situation they are living, the environment is quite scared and not safe.
因为那个时候犹太人和罗马兵丁到处抓拿信奉耶稣的人。
And in that period of time, the Jewish people and also the Roman soldiers, they keep persecuting Christians and try to capture them.
可以说那时候被抓到的就是押监甚至处死。
And they either put them to jail or put them to death sentence.
可以说，当时的门徒心中是何等的害怕。
So in that period of time, the apostles they're scared.
那么只有耶稣才能解除他们的害怕。
It's only Jesus can take the fear from them.
所以当他们看到复活的耶稣的时候
，When they see the resurrected Jesus.
他们听到耶稣对他们说
They listen to him and say to them
愿你们平安
Peace to you
不要害怕
Do not be afraid
那个时候
And in that period of time
他们就立刻喜乐起来了
And they immediately they are full of joy
并且是 大大的喜乐。
It's a great joy.
因为耶稣的话带着权柄。
Because the words of Jesus is full of authority.
耶稣让他们平安。
And Jesus provide peace to them.
他们就必得平安。
And then they get peace.
耶稣告诉他们不要害怕。
Jesus told them, do not be afraid.
他们就不再害怕。
Then they're no longer afraid.
所以圣经让我们看到。
So the Bible led us to see.
当这一批的门徒。
And for those disciples.
经历了耶稣复活的大能之后。
And after they have experienced the power of God, Jesus' resurrection.
他们不再关上门。躲在房里。
They no longer shut down their door and hiding.
他们反而勇敢地站出来，传扬耶稣从死里复活的福音。
And indeed, they stand up and bravely to preach the gospel.
就像曾经三次因害怕不敢认耶稣的彼得。
Just like Peter, who has denied Jesus for the three times.
在他看见耶稣复活后。
After he has witnessed the resurrection of Jesus,
他不再害怕。
He's no longer fear.
他有主的平安在他心中。
He has a peace, like in the peace God has provided to him.
所以五旬节当向圣灵降临的时候，
and in Pentecostal,
他能够勇敢地面对的话，可以说是成千上万的犹太人来传讲耶稣从死里复活的信息。
And he's facing ten thousands of Jewish, and he is bravely to preaching the gospel.
因为圣经告诉我们，那时候当他传讲的时候，就有3000人悔改信主。
And when he preached the gospel, there are about 3,000 people that repented, want to believe in Jesus.
可以这么说。
We can say that.
关于耶稣的复活。
And about Jesus' resurrection.
说实在的，没有一个人能够讲得清楚。
Nobody can explain it so clearly.
因为这是超越了我们人的理性。
And this is beyond our understanding and rational thinking.
因为我们是觉得是不可能的。
We think this is impossible.
所以是很多时候。
And many times.
我们向人传福音的时候。
And when we try to preach gospel,
特别是比较理性的人，
and especially those rational men,
他们都会说，等我什么时候想明白了，我再来信。
And they might think, when I, you know, can think through about it logically, then maybe I believe.
可是，耶稣的复活使我们永远想不明白的事情。
But the resurrection of Jesus is something you can't. Think about it.
只有信才能得着。
It's only belief, then you can get it.
只有信就能得着。
Only belief, then you get it.
在约翰福音的20:24-29.
In John chapter 20, verse 24-29.
那边就记载了主耶稣的一个门徒。叫多马。
And recorded one of Jesus' disciples, Thomas.
因为当主第一次复活向门徒显现的时候。
And when Jesus first resurrected and appeared to the disciples.
这个多马不在场。
Thomas was not there.
不知道什么原因，他就是没有见到主耶稣第一次的显
现。And he did not see Jesus for the first time.
后来门徒遇到他的时候，就跟他说：“我们的主复活了。”
And all the other disciples and met him say, "Our Lord has been resurrected."
但是多马有这样的一段话说
：“And Thomas, he did not believe, and he say this.
因为多马不相信，他说：我会看见他手上的钉痕，用指头探进那钉痕，又用手探入他的肋旁。”我总不信。
And Thomas replies, "Unless I see the nail mark in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hands into his side, I will not believe."
这相信都是理性的人所说的话。
And this is the speech from a rational person.
因为我要眼见。
Because I want to see by my own eyes.
而且要摸得着。
Then I need to touch it myself.
圣经在这里接下来告诉我们。
And then the Bible tells us continuously.
过了八日。
After 8 days.
门徒又在屋里。
And when all the apostles they were gathering in the same room.
多马也和他们同在。
And Thomas was there.
门都关了。
And all the doors are shut.
耶稣来站在他们当中。
And Jesus came and stand in between of them.Among them,
说愿你们平安。
And say to them, say peace to you.
圣经在这里让我们看到。
And the Bible has showed us.
好像耶稣是冲着多马来的。
And maybe Jesus came back again for Thomas.
因为他讲了这句话之后呢，他特别就对多马说。
And then he said to Thomas,
伸过你的指头来。
And reach out your hands.And your fingers,
摸我的手
and touch my hands,
伸出你的手来
and
探入我的肋旁
and put your hand into my side,
不要疑惑 总要信
do not doubt but believe.
多马这个时候说了这样的一句话
and then Thomas said to him,
我的主我的神
my Lord and my God,
多马看见了复活的耶稣。
And Thomas has witnessed this resurrection God.
他认识了耶稣复活的大能。
And he has witnessed the power of resurrection.
他知道我的主，我的神。
And he knows that that's my God and my Lord.
复活了。
And has resurrected.
在这里，二十九节。
And 29 he says.
耶稣对多马说。
Then Jesus said to Thomas,
你因看见了我才信，那没有看见就信的，有福了。
Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen
and
yet have believed. Let's have a read.
约翰福音的二十章二十九节。
In John chapter 20, verse 29.
这是耶稣对多马说的话。也可以说也是对我们所说的话。
John chapter 20, verse 29.
耶稣对他说，你因看见了我才信，那没有看见就信的，有福了。亲爱弟兄姐妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
我们现在肯定没办法摸到手的灯痕，或者探入耶稣的肋旁。
We can't look into Jesus' hands and his side.
但是在座的很多的弟兄姐妹
，And there are many brothers and sisters who are sitting here today.
都是什么没有看见就信的
？And we have not seen him, but we believe.
我们什么有福了。
And we are blessed.
复活的耶稣
And the resurrection Jesus.
他也把这个平安赐给了我们
And has provided this peace to you and me.
只要信
You only need to believe.
比那看见的还没有看见的就信有福了
And you are more blessed than those people who actually see by their own eyes.
相信我们在座的很多的弟兄姐妹
and there are many brothers and sisters who are sitting here today
都会有自己的经历
you have your own experience
就是我们因着信
and because of your faith
我们的耐心有主耶稣给我们的平安
and we believe there's a peace God has provided for us
我们会有喜乐
and you are full of joy
会有平安
and you have peace
我们的生命改变了
and our life can transform
可以这么说
and we can see that
凡是接受耶稣基督
whoever believe in Jesus Christ
的弟兄姐妹
and all the brothers and sisters
都能够感觉到
you can feel that
自己生命的改变
and how your life has been transformed
无论改变的快或者改变的慢
and doesn't matter you have changed quickly or slowly
或是多或是少
or more or less
我们多多少少都有改变
And I think you might change
相信在座的都有很多这样的见证
And you have many testimony you can share with us
所以我们慢慢的在教会里面
and so gradually in church
我们会来学习圣经
and we will learn Bibles together
听到
and listen to his words
会慢慢来学习效法耶稣
and we will want to learn from Jesus
而且我们也按着圣经的话语去生活
And to follow the Bible's teaching to live.
去处理我们生活中的问题。
And to deal with all our life difficulties.
这些都是因着复活耶稣所带给我们的改变。
And this is how the resurrection Jesus has transformed us.
带给我们的能力。
And that's the power he has provided to us.
接下来我们来思想第三方面。
And now we think about the third part.
耶稣复活了，向信徒颁布大使命。
And Jesus has resurrected and declared these great missions for all his disciples.
因为当耶稣约好了门徒到加利利去，在一个预定的山上。
And when Jesus invited all his disciples to a particular place, to Galilee on this mountain.
圣经在这里说。
And Bible says in this way.
这里说，耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
And when Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。
Therefore go and make disciples of all nations.
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗
baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age.
这里耶稣向门徒们宣告。
So in here, Jesus proclaimed to the disciples.
他已经得到了天上地上一切的权柄。
And he has get all the authorities in heaven and on earth.
接下来，耶稣就向他们颁布了大使命。
Then Jesus tried to announce these great missions to them.
去使万民做我的门徒。
Go and make everyone my disciple.
这里讲到一个万民。
And to everyone.
就是全世全人类都包括在里面。
Is including all the mankind on this earth.
做我的门徒。
And be my disciples.
也就是说，要把人引到耶稣的面前。
And to attract people in front of Jesus.
接受神的儿子耶稣基督作为救主。
Accept Jesus Christ as your own Savior.
认罪悔改得恩典。
Need to confess your sins and repent and receive grace.
更要训练他们成为门徒。
And you need to prepare them to be the disciples.
学习舍己，撇下一切来跟随主。
And try to learn self-sacrifice. Try to put down everything but follow Jesus.
这里耶稣也说到，要奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
He also says, in the name of the Father and of the Son, of the Holy Spirit, and baptize them.
这是奉父子圣灵的名，将做主门徒的人带进神的关系中。
And God uses this Trinity relationship and bring those people who has been baptized into the relationship with God.
这里就让我们知道。
In here, we can know that.
洗礼不只是一种仪式。
Baptism is not only a ceremony,
乃是做见证。
But somehow it is a witness, it's a testimony.
就是说，洗礼是我们在神、在人、在天使和魔鬼面前的承认。
And baptism is in front of God, in front of men, in front of angels and devils, you confess.
我信耶稣基督是神的儿子。
I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
我信他为我的罪 被钉死在十字架上。
I believe that he has been crucified for me, for my sin.
三天后从死里复活。
And he has resurrected after 3 days.
所以每次的洗礼，我们施洗的人都会问受洗的人这三个问题。
So whatever we have baptism ceremony, we'll constantly ask those brothers and sisters who are going to baptize these 3 questions.
所以今天呢，我们有6位的弟兄姐妹要受洗，归入耶稣基督的名下。
Today we have 6 brothers and sisters are going to baptize into Christ.
虽然我们的肉身现在没有和主耶稣一同被钉死在十字架上。
Even though our flesh body is not yet crucified on the cross with Christ.
但是呢，我们就是在信心上借着洗礼，在这里经历与基督的同死同埋葬和同复活。
And but through your faith, through baptism ceremony, you experience how you die with Jesus, bury with Jesus, and resurrect with Jesus.
所以在这里洗礼。
So in here, the baptism.
当我们受浸，浸入到水里的时候
，and when you get into the water,
就是表示我们与主耶稣同死同埋葬。
It indicates you die with Jesus, bury with him.
当我们从水里上来的时候
，and when you come out from the water,
就表示我们是与耶稣一同复活过来
，and you resurrect with Jesus,
并且得到了。新的生命
and you receive a new life,
成了一个新造的人
and you become the new creation.
所以圣经也告诉我们
and the Bible also tells us,
当我们受洗归入基督的时候
after you baptize into Christ,
我们就是一个新造的人
you are a new creation.
一切都变成新的了
everything has been renewed.
所以我们以后的生活
and the life, later on,
我们的行事为人
whatever you do, wherever you are,
都要有新生的样式。
And you need to be a new creation, a new life.
很多时候，我们不是说好像一受洗马上就变了一个人。
And you can't be just transformed into a new person just because you have baptized.
这是一个象征的意义。
And this is a symbolic meaning.
因为借着洗礼，神会给我们新的生命。
And through baptism, God will provide this new life for us.
我们确实是成了一个新造的人。
And we definitely will become this new creation.
但是靠我们自己。
But if you rely on yourself,
很多时候
many times,
我们的旧人就是好像会没有完全的死。
And our old self will not die altogether.
所以圣经呢就告诉我们，我们一直还是要不断的对付。
And so the Bible tells us we need to really try to pull our old self into death.
所以而且我们要靠着耶稣复活的大能。
And it's through the resurrection of Jesus.
不是靠我们自己。
It's not relying on yourself.
我们弟兄姐妹会一起来帮助你。
And all the brothers and sisters will help you.
所以我也盼望就是新受洗的弟兄姐妹。
So I sincerely hope the new baptized brothers and sisters.
你们不是受洗以后就领到了一个洗礼证。
And it's not because after you baptize you receive a certificate.
就好像毕业了。
Like you graduate.
那是开始。
This is just the beginning.
是新生命的开始。
It's the beginning of your new life.
所以我们一起在教会。
And together we should, in church,
在基督里
in Christ,
继续来效法耶稣
to follow Jesus,
一起来学习
and to learn together,
一起来操练
and to train together,
让耶稣复活的生命来改变我们
and let Jesus' resurrection life to change you.
所以这里接下来耶稣说，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。
And whatever I command you, ask them to follow.
复活的主在这里不但说去使万民做他的门徒。
And he's not only saying, go to make everyone my disciple.
还说要把主所吩咐的一切。
And whatever the Lord has command.
就是整本圣经的教训。
Is the whole Bible's teaching.
无论是什么。
Whatever they are.
都教训那些做他门徒的人去遵守。
And need to teach all his disciples to follow.
所以因此我鼓励所有的弟兄姐妹们
So I'd like to encourage all the brothers and sisters
都来加入教会各个核心关怀小组
And to join the church different cell group
因为我知道在我们当中很多人都还没有参加教会的小组
And many people do not join the cell group
我们信主受洗之后
After you baptize, you believe in the Lord
教会都有安排了一些核心的关怀小组
And they put you to your neighborhood cell group
这些小组呢就是让弟兄姐妹有个机会在一起
And they provide opportunity for you in this group
来学习查考圣经
And to learn how to study the Bible
来彼此关怀
And care for each other
所以盼望所有的基督徒
And I hope all the Christians
弟兄姐妹们
and brothers and sisters
你若还没有参加一个你觉得合适的小组
and you, if you not yet belong to the cell group
请你找我们的同工
and you can find our co-worker
看看有什么合适你的
and maybe they can find you a group
小组可以一起参加
and you can be worship together
最后主耶稣在这里说
And at the last and Jesus saying here
我就常与你们同在直到世界的末了
I am with you always to the very end of the age
在这句话的前面
And before that
原文呢是有一个不变语叫做看哪
And in the Hebrews it say look
就是用来告诉我们有一件大的事情
That's a big thing is going to happen
所以主就说这句话的意思
And when the Lord said about this
就是说看哪
Look
我是天天与你们同在的
I be with you always every day
直到这世界的末了
Until the very end of this age
这世界的末了
The end of this age
也就是主再来的时候
Is the Lord is coming back again
所以主耶稣给门徒的这个大使命
So the Lord has organized this great mission to everyone
也是给教会的使命
And is the mission how God has given to the whole church
因为教会是借着这个大使命产生的
And because this great mission that whole all the churches has been formed
所以这个大使命呢也可以说是对所有基督徒的命令
And this great mission is to all the disciples and all the Christians.
但愿今天我们每一个弟兄姐妹
So today, I hope every brothers and sisters
都能够来忠心执行主的大使命
And we can apply this great mission to preach gospel.
所以亲爱弟兄姐妹
So dear brothers and sisters
让我们问一问自己
And you should ask yourself,
也许你信主一年两年
And maybe you believe in God for 1 year, 2 years, or 3 years
十年二十三十年
And maybe 10 years, 20 years
你信神的话吗
Do you believe the word of God
你信耶稣从死里复活吗
You believe like Jesus has resurrected from the dead
你信耶稣是神的儿子吗
And do you believe Jesus is the Son of God?
你知道耶稣掌管天上地下所有的权柄吗
And do you believe that Jesus has all authority from the heaven to earth?
你遵守主的教训了吗
Have you followed his command?
你有去使人做主的门徒了吗
Are you going to make all people his disciples?
求主怜悯帮助我们
And please, God has mercy on us.
我们庆祝复活节
We celebrate Easter.
不是每年只有一次
It's not every day, only once a year.
而是每天都有一个新的开始
Every day we should have a new beginning.
就是在每一个清晨来到的时候
And it's every morning when we wake up.
让我们用清洁的心去迎接复活的主
and use a sanctified heart a clean heart to face our resurrection Lord.
让他复活的生命时时刻刻的活在我们里面。
And may his resurrection life, in every moment, living within us.
让我们祷告。
And let's bow down and pray.
恩主，我们感谢你。
Oh, gracious Lord, we'd like to thank you.
因为你复活了。
Because you have resurrected.
证明你是神的儿子。
To prove that you are son of God.
你复活了。
You have resurrected.
赐给了我们的平安。
You provide peace.
使我们不再害怕。
So we are no longer fear.
你复活了。
You have resurrected.
你更给我们颁布了大使命。
And you also tell us this great mission.
主啊，求你帮助我们。
And please help us.
帮助我们真的是能够去使万民做你的门徒。
Please help us so we can go to make people your disciples.
因为我们知道你来的日子近了。
We know that you are coming back soon.
我们真的是要去带领更多的人来归在你的名下。
And we need to go to make more people become your disciples.
求主帮助我们。
And please help us.
加力量给我们。
And provide strength to us.
把这个大使命放在每一个人心中。
And make these great missions unto everyone's heart.
让我们真的是能够遵照你的名使命。
So we can follow your great mission.
去使万民做你的门徒。
To make everyone your disciple.
照着你的吩咐去教导他们。
And follow your command to teach them.
带领他们。
To lead them.
也求主带领我们。
And also we wish that you can also lead us.
听我们祷告。
And listen to our prayer.
我们这样同心合意的交托仰望。
And we put everything onto your hand.
是奉主耶稣圣名求。
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen. 好，下面是洗礼。